This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morganti. Here with you, we were just discussing fall is in the air. Al's trying to tell me that another summer is coming. And I say, no more summer, because that means hockey season is that much closer.
No, we always get fooled. You get fooled in like March that it's going to be summer in a week.
And then you get coach back out the next week.
Yeah. And you get fooled here. It's great. But, you know, when you're doing football games, you've got some Florida weather coming in September. Like it'll be heat, and then it'll get cold all of a sudden. But this has just been great for me. Like my life has been like when you cover hockey, it's like being in school eternally. You come back in the fall, you take the summer off. You know, if you're lucky enough, you can golf in the summer. And then you start to realize when you're really getting close to hitting the ice again, because you see players come in working out. I was just at a golf tournament with Breer and Tockett, Patrick Sharp, Jonesy. Ashlyn. Keith Jones announced that this is the last time I'm ever playing golf, and nobody complained.
Why is the last time you're playing golf?
He's got a really bad knee, so he can hardly swing. But being a good guy, came out for the tournament that we had, and I think he thought, you know, when you're an athlete, you just think, okay, I haven't done anything for like 6 years. I can just get back and just smack
the ball. He'll be good still.
And I think he went through a dozen golf balls into the water.
Really?
It was classic. In the meantime, you know, Danny Briere's got this, you know, sweet, slow swing.
And crushes
the ball like 300 yards. Sharp's just killing it. But I played with Frigy Fedorik's just crushing the ball. It was a really good time. But it's a reminder. We're all going to, this is one of the last little good times to have before we all really get down to it. A lot of talk about who's coming in, what the expectations are, you know, really optimistic about what's coming in, especially Tockett was there too. And it's all business. You know, he's got that Olympic stuff going on too, but it's all business because it's kind of interesting when you have a new coach come in, you've got to develop relationships with the players in addition to just on ice stuff, right? You've got to, you know, you see it with all the teams here, whether it's a hitting coach with the Phillies, whether it's a defensive coordinator with the Eagles or whatever. It's really important to kind of develop those relationships, and you depend so heavily on certain, like, who's it going to be? Remember when Torts came in, was like, who's going to be my, I guess you could call it a leadership group?
Yeah.
Guys that you can really bring the coach's message to the locker room. So it's going to be really interesting with a team that's maturing and a lot of young guys taking the next step, some other guys taking another step toward veteran leadership. It's going to be pretty interesting.
It is. That's cool to hear that everyone's back together, and it is definitely the first step. I haven't seen Jonesy play golf now that I think about
no,
it.
No, you don't want to. No. You try to picture a goat trying to do algebra. This is.
But you know what? Now that you say it, I can't picture it.
Jonesy, it was like, I give him credit for trying, but that knee is. You know, people forget when you have devastating injuries like that and you're an athlete, like I feel guys that can't play tennis anymore, they can't do anything like that because, you know, and right now when they do a surgery on a knee, it's we've come so far.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, previously it's like, no, you're pretty much done. You just keep playing every minute. And then you forget, you know, these aren't really old guys. They're retiring at 35, 40. And it's like, mm-hmm. Can you still play tennis? You know, we see Hartsy. God bless him. He, you know, he went through a long career, fairly healthy, and we know how much he loves playing tennis with chemo. Even if he loses all the time, doesn't matter.
Everybody
loves playing. It's like, and you hope that these guys can get through that. But you know, he's really paid the price of a guy that really get paid the price with injuries. And I don't even think he likes golf anyway. So it's like, but he announced like, all right, guys, this is the last time I'm ever hitting the golf ball.
Everyone's like, that's nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Moving on. Well, a guy that has stayed very healthy in his career, and it's been cool to see. I've seen Garnet Hathaway a lot in Philadelphia this offseason. A guy that has really, a free agent that came in, you didn't know what to expect from him, and has really adopted Philadelphia as his home. He talks to us about how he doesn't want to leave, how his family really enjoys it here. So I'm very curious. We talk about leadership group. I think Hathaway is, if Tockett understands and has come a long way, I think with this team, he's going to put Hathaway in that group.
Yeah, I would think so. And we saw last year, Ash, remember he was banged up at the end, toward the end of the year. And that's when the Flyers sort of took a dip. And people, I mean, a lot of fans didn't put a lot of emphasis on
it. Wouldn't have expected with him. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a big part of it because, and you're right about Tockett, because he played that kind of a game, physical game. But smart. When can you take the penalty? When can you not take the penalty? When does that big hit really matter? And that's really important. And just as important to me, when a guy reaches that level of veteran being in this city, and he really does seem to fit in here into this city, I think they just, you know, he's involved with the rescue squads and EMTs, all that stuff. And he's got that,
first responders.
First responders. He's got that beer coming out now with the Engine 19.
Yeah, they just did the event Wednesday of this week. Very cool stuff. And it's cool. I actually heard about this last February. So it goes to show how long this actually took to come together. This has been a long time coming. And it was Garnet going to the Flyers saying, I want to do something more. And the Flyers totally backing him on it. Super cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we don't want to jump anybody on this. But when you see it, the can is really cool that it comes in. Then, you know, it's a great brand of beer anyway. I'm sure that quality is going to be good. But just to want to be a member of this. Now, he did this in, I believe, Washington also in previous stops. It's one of his, he's really committed to this. And it's not just words. I mean, sometimes you see people just get involved like, okay, you know, donate to this. But no, he gets, you know, ground level, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
To come in and really get involved in this. And it's a really good thing to have, you know, the Flyers it's important for them to be in that community to get things done, to win back a fan base, if you will. And I guess beer's a good way to do it.
Yeah, that'll work.
It'll work, and it's a natural coming in. You know, I'm sure I'll carry it at the building, whatever, to get in and have events like that. So, you know, good on him and his wife that they come in and really want to make an impact here. And I do think, you know, everybody says they really like where they are, whether, you know, and Hathaway would fit in anywhere. I mean, he's just
kind of have to say that, yeah. But you can tell the ones that actually mean it.
But this one, this really feels like, and I've seen it with other players, and it was more common in the past, and it's starting to come back, where you really put roots down in a community. And I think he's one of those guys that's going to be a part of this long term. You know, I know he's a New Englander and there's always a draw to go back or whatever, but I think he really fits in here long terms. I'm talking, he's got a lot of career left here, but even after that, I think he'd really want to be part of this organization for a long time.
Right. So you have that, and he's clearly the leadership role, and he is a great presence in the locker room and checks all those boxes. But on ice, I think we still have to see how this all shakes out. But it was not expected, the responsibility he took on the ice last year.
No, and he's more than willing to do it. And also, you know, no small matter when you had, you know, when you play under Tortorella, there's some friction with other players in the locker room between the coach and whatever. And that was creative tension in many cases to get the best out of guys. But he was always more than willing to really stand up and talk about things pretty openly about what's going on and what had to be done, and pretty good student of the game. I think he'd be a good coach. I'm partial to college hockey to see what goes on there. And it's getting bigger and bigger, but I think whatever level he wants to be involved in after his career, because you interview everybody. When there's certain guys that you really get some insight into things on what's gone on. And he's one of those guys. It's funny that a lot of times throughout my career, the guys that have the most insight tend to be the more physical players. And I don't know why that
you
is.
Wouldn't think that's the case. Yeah.
But it's like they tend to be, and I've tried to kind of piece that together. And I think when you're a physical, quote, physical / smart player, that becomes, you have to watch to know the timing of things, to know when things have to be mixed up, to know when things have to change, to know when there needs to be an emotional burst or whatever. But in addition to that, generally you're not getting the huge ice time stuff. So you're watching everything unfold, and you kind of expect certain levels of play from certain players. And those are when you have to protect people like that, you expect them to bring their A game because you're paying the price for it. So I think he's one of those guys that really knows from goaltending out on what it takes to build a winner. They're going to count on him, especially with a new coaching staff. I think he's going to quietly, in his way, be a real important asset to this coaching staff.
Yeah, I took it last year, especially last season, as he was kind of the messenger of getting the message that they wanted into the locker room and not in an obnoxious, rah-rah way. You could just tell the team listened to him, and I think Tocchet's going to really have to rely on that. Interesting, because when you think of leadership, you think of Sean Couturier. You think of Coots, who's been in this leadership group for many, many seasons, but leads a different way. We always hear young guys say that Coots leads by example. I mean, look at his career, how long it's been, and how he's still playing at a high level. But when you think of the expectations of Coots, one, he's got to stay healthy. And so I think we all have to accept that the Coots speed that we were accustomed to seeing in his level of game, I don't think you're going to see anymore. And you have to accept that this is kind of a new Sean Couturier.
Yeah, you mentioned the key word there, healthy. He went through so much in the previous couple of years with the back, and surgery again to go through. But I think when you look at Coots now, he's one of those players I think you're going to have to at some point, and this happens to a lot of veteran players, you got to separate what they bring from what they earn in terms of money.
Yeah.
It's a big contract. And almost every player goes through this. There comes a point where, wow, that's a lot of money for statistically what you're bringing, but you've got to bring more than, quote, statistically. We see him after during every practice, basically trying to help out in the faceoff dot, which the Flyers really, really need. And I also thought later in the year, early in the year and then later in the year, it doesn't seem like it would be a good fit with Michkov, but there were times it was a very good fit. Michkov can go here, go there, and Coots can kind of, quote, have your six on the situation, on what's going on. And that's what I think they're going to rely on there. Plus, of all the players that might benefit from a coaching change, you know, he's a quiet guy, but really proud of and earnestly a proud player. And he should be because of the careers that he had. And when you're the longest tenured athlete in Philadelphia, that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought he was slighted a couple of times with, why isn't he playing? Just, you wanted more answers, and he wanted more answers. And, he isn't the kind of guy to go bang on the door. It's like he's always been the good soldier. And I think that it'll be a different kind of communication with Tocchet. And I think that's really going to benefit. And he'll be an important – he remains an important player in this team transition to the new era of orange, if you will. Mm-hmm. To get you through to that. And they really could use him, especially late in game situation. I thought he wasn't used enough late in games. He had to have this face off or whatever. He had to get this done, PK, whatever. I think that Tocchet will rely on him more than previously.
Yeah, you have to hope so, especially he is the perfect example of seeing every phase of this team. He understands the old. He understands the new. He's been in this in-between for a really long time, but really good perspective because he is truly a player that has seen it all with this team. And the opposite of that is someone that is still so new and young, but also isn't. And it's very hard for us to set expectations for this player, Bobby Brink, because you see the talent, but man, can he frustrate you? Because you think like he's so young, he's still figuring it out, but then you look at how long he's been here in his stats, you're like, he really isn't that young.
No, and I thought he made great strides last year. I actually think he was one of Tortorella's successes.
Agreed.
In terms of playing the overall game coming in. But he's at and you're right, you get old quick in this league. It's like, you can be that fresh face for a year or two, and it's like, well, like Forster, like, okay, now it's not nice to have it. Now we've got to have it.
Yeah.
And I think Brink is not – this will be the year to decide what are you going to expect from him. There'll be power play opportunity, I would think, to come in. You've got a new coaching staff that you can really impress early. You've got wheels, better wheels than I thought he had, obviously, coming into me. And he really showed them off at times with some beautiful plays. And I think with Michkov and some of the kids coming up, I think he's going to be important. But it's a big year for him because there's another way, whether you like it or not as a player right now, there's a wave of players ready to come up and take your job. So this is a big prove it year to me for Brink. I mean, he's got the stuff to do it, and we'll see. And I think he'll get that opportunity with his coaching staff to get prime playing spots at times, especially early, to be a big part of this.
Yeah, I'm curious when I look at that group of Bobby Brink, Tyson, Cam. You put it perfectly. At one point, it was like, wow, look at that shot of Tyson. That's so cool. That's so great that they have this now. Now it's like, well, that needs to be here every night. The expectation all of a sudden has changed greatly for them.
Yeah, and it's like expected now. Like, okay, we're not going to pencil in these numbers. It's going to be an ink. This is what we expect from you coming up. We don't want any slide backwards here. It's been a bit. And I mentioned, Bump. On the defensive side, Bonk. You've got a kid at Michigan State that's coming in. It's like you don't want to say you're looking over your shoulder. But if you wind ahead, and if you're a player, you're winding ahead, it's like, man, I got to prove a point here. I got to make my job tough to take and not have people coming up that they're ready to say, hey, you're expendable. We get somebody else that we think can do that the same job. Cheaper.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, absolutely. It's three players with big expectations, but all in different ways. But for the Flyers to have success, they all need to work this season. Hathaway, Chunk Ture, Bobby Brink, all in different phases of this team. But it's going to have to be everyone pulling in the same direction if the Flyers, I think, do want to sell this message that this is new, this is that new era, this is them moving in the right direction. Because we heard Danny Breyer say last season, it can't get any lower than this.
No, it's got to be you got to be like a trampoline. You've got to jump up after that kind of that drop last year. And the coaching staff's going to want that quick success going on. So it's going to be and you start the season with a lot of home games and a Florida team that should be, might have a tough time getting up to speed, get them a couple of times. So they really have an opportunity early in the year, but you better hit that ice quickly. Because that might be your best chance to have a successful season, might come real early.
Yeah. And I think, remember how we started last season where they were on the road all those late games. And it was almost like, this doesn't even feel like hockey season right now. Like, this doesn't feel like we started the year because we had all those 10 o'clock starts.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be great with good teams coming in, home games, new coaching staff. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully nice weather.
Yeah, hopefully nice weather. And that is South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.